welcome to Between the Lines, which is Kearney County's community calendar for the week of August 27th, brought to you by Kearney County Library. I am your host, Richard. Kearney County Library is having their fall story hour again. Sign up begins August 28th and the sessions will begin September 11th. This is for ages 3 to 5 years old and the theme is Quack, Open a Good Book. If you'd like more information on when available times are for sign up, you can contact the library at 355-6674. The library will be closed September 4th in observance of Labor Day. We will reopen Tuesday, September 5th at 9 o'clock in the morning. So adjust your checkouts accordingly and renew items if you need to prepare for the Labor Day holiday. This upcoming week for Deerfield School System, on the 27th and 28th, which is the Sunday and Monday, they have the FCCLA Take AIM Conference, and this will be at Manhattan. On Thursday the 31st, they have middle school football, volleyball at Granada. This will begin at 4 o'clock and 5:30 p.m. Central Time. Then on Friday, September 1st, there's middle school volleyball at Holly at 3 p.m. High school volleyball as well in Holly at 4 p.m. And high school football at Holly at 7 o'clock. On Saturday the 2nd, there's high school, middle school cross country. This will be at Leota starting at 9 o'clock in the morning. And also on the 2nd, there's middle school, high school volleyball at Springfield, and this will begin at 11 in the morning. This upcoming week for the Lakin School District, on Tuesday the 29th, there's high school girls golf at Cimarron at 3 o'clock. There's also high school volleyball quad here at 5 p.m. On Thursday the 31st, there's high school girls golf at Hugoton. This will be V and JV at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. There's middle school volleyball at Cimarron at 4:30. And then middle school football also at Cimarron, and it begins at 6 o'clock. On Friday, September 1st, the high school football game is against Hugoton, and there has been a change in the schedule. The calendar said it would be here in Lakin. However, it has been changed to where this game will take place in Hugoton, and again, that is at 7 o'clock in the evening. On Saturday the 2nd, there's middle school and high school cross country. It will be at Hayes, and it will be at 9 o'clock in the morning. For the Kearney County Senior Center, on the 28th, there's PATH exercises at 10. The 29th, there's coffee at 8, yoga at 10. On Wednesday the 30th, there's coffee at 8, PATH exercises at 10. 10:45 is Bible study. Noon is meal site. And that particular day, the meal will be ham and cheese, potatoes, mixed vegetables, bread, and a brownie. And on Thursday the 31st, there's coffee at 8 and yoga at 10. And on Friday, there's coffee at 8, 10 is PATH exercises, and then at 1 o'clock, there is bridge. On Monday the 28th, there's Kearney County Commissioners meeting at 8 o'clock at the courthouse, Kearney County Health Board meeting at 5:30, and Historical Society meeting at 7. On Tuesday the 29th, there's Lakin AA meeting at 8 o'clock. On Wednesday the 30th, there's TOPS at the Memorial Building from 6 to 8 is the way in. At 8 o'clock will be the meeting. On Thursday the 31st, there's immunizations at the Kearney County Health Nurse Office. They will be from 9 to 11 in the morning and again from 1 to 3 in the afternoon. There's Kearney County Rescue meeting at 6:30, Lakin Gun Club at 7, and Lakin AA meeting at 8 o'clock. Also remember that Kearney County Museum is open Tuesday through Friday, 9 o'clock to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. There's a vacancy on the Lakin Recreation Commission Board, and the Lakin USD 215 Board of Education is required by law to name 4 of the 5 members of the Lakin Recreation Commission Board. One member is named each year to serve a 4-year term to begin in September. Any person interested in being considered to serve on the Lakin Recreation Commission Board should make their desire known to the Board of Education office by September 8th by 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Please write a letter to the Board of Education indicating your interests and the reasons you wish to serve on the Recreation Commission Board. The Board of Education will review the list of interested persons and make its selection at the September 11th board meeting. Interested persons are also invited to attend this board meeting. Producers enrolled in the Agricultural Risk Coverage, ARC, or Price Loss Coverage, PLC, programs must protect all cropland and non-cropland acres on the farm from wind and water erosion and noxious weeds. Producers who sign ARC county or individual contracts and PLC contracts agree to effectively control noxious weeds on the farm according to sound agricultural practices. If a producer fails to take necessary actions to correct a maintenance problem on a farm that is enrolled in ARC or PLC, the county committee may elect to terminate the contract for the program year. Order to claim a Farm Service Agency or FSA payment on behalf of a deceased producer, all program conditions for the payment must have been met before the applicable producer's date of death. If a producer earned a FSA payment prior to becoming deceased, the following is the order of precedence of the representatives of the producer: administrator or executor of the estate, the surviving spouse, surviving sons and daughters, including adopted children, surviving father and mother, surviving brothers and sisters, heirs to the deceased person who would be entitled to payment according to the state law. In order for FSA to release the payment, the legal representative of the deceased producer must file a form FSA-325 to claim the payment for themselves or an estate. The county office will verify and determine that the application, contract, loan agreement, or other similar form requesting payment issuance was signed by the applicable deadline for such form by the deceased or a person legally authorized to act on their behalf at that time of application. If the application, contract, or loan agreement form was signed by someone other than the participant who is deceased, FSA will determine whether the person submitting the form has the legal authority to submit the form to compel FSA to pay the deceased participant. Payments will be issued to the respective representative's name using the deceased program participant's tax identification number. Payments made to representatives are subject to offset regulations for debts owed by the deceased. FSA is not responsible for advising persons in obtaining legal advice on how to obtain program benefits that may be due to a participant who has died, disappeared, or who has been declared incompetent. Jacob Huff, the new Lakin Grade School principal, is announcing he will be conducting a monthly event, which he will be calling Tea Talk. The first Tuesday of every month, he will invite parents and the community members to join him for a time of sharing. He will have a pot of tea and some snacks ready. There may even be fresh baked cookies. You can take the opportunity as a community to discuss the school, what they are doing, and how the community can be involved in the success of the children. It will be a time of positivity and a type of communication. He will endeavor to have a Spanish translator so that the entire community can feel comfortable engaging. The first Tea Talk will be August 29th at 8:30 in the morning, and the second will be September 5th at 5:30 in the evening. Each will be roughly 45 minutes to an hour. It is his intention to switch between a.m. and p.m. times so that he can share this time with people no matter what work shift they have. Please note that he would particularly like to see parents, but also community members, to feel comfortable in joining in the Tea Talk. That's going to do it for us this week. We hope everybody out there has a great week visiting with family and friends. For Kearney County Library, this is Richard. We are located at 101 East Prairie Street, catty corner from the Lakin Elementary School. If you need to get in touch with the library, our phone number is 355-6674. For additional library information, you can visit our website at kearneycolib.info, kearnycolib.info, or you can visit our Facebook page listed under Kearney County Library. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We look forward to seeing you at the library.